Thank you very much. Welcome to Hope College Football. This evening from Smith Stadium on the beautiful campus of Hope College, where the Flying Dutchman host the Kalamazoo Hornets in a rare evening game under the lights. The Hornets are coached by Jamie Zorball. He's in his sixth year, improving his team every year. Kalamazoo has a record of 3-3, 1-1 in the MIAA. They've defeated Trine 38-31 2 weeks ago and lost to Albion 31-21 in their homecoming game last week. Hope and Kalamazoo each believe they are still very much in the race for at least a share of the MIAA title, but they also know during the MIAA championship it would require the Adrian Bulldogs to lose one of its remaining games. But Hope and Kalamazoo aren't thinking about Adrian tonight. They're thinking about winning this important MIAA game and retaining at least a chance for a share of the MIAA crown. Hi, Hope fans. This is the Barber Ford pregame show. I'm Jerry Klumparns, along with longtime voice of Hope College Athletics, former Hope football standout, my friend Ron Weatherby. The Flying Dutchman enter this game with a 2-1 MIAA record. They're alone in third place in the MIAA. Adrian's on top of the league. They are 3-0. Albion, who defeated Kalamazoo last week, is in second place at 2-0. Now, Hope College, after losing its first game, its first MIAA game to Adrian, Hope enjoyed convincing victories the last 2 weeks over Olivet and Alma. Hope leads the league in scoring and has capitalized on big plays throughout the season. We might see some more of those tonight. Fans tonight are going to be entertained by two outstanding quarterbacks, Hope senior quarterback Michael Atwell and Kalamazoo's fine sophomore Justin Danzy, who in two league games has thrown for 847 yards and six touchdowns. Want to remind everybody, we're streaming our game online on our website, 927thevan.com, where you can find and enjoy lots of great features in our new Anchored in Hope section. You can also link to the broadcast on the Hope College Athletic site, where you can find a wealth of information about this football game and about Hope College and about all Hope sports. So if you got friends and family around the country, around the world, that are interested in Hope College, remind them that they can listen to Ron give the play-by-play tonight. They just have to go online, 92.7 The Van. Well, when we return to the Barber Ford pregame show, we'll give you the weather and field conditions brought to you by South Shore Laundry. We'll talk about this rivalry that dates way back between these two fine teams. Ron will have the starting lineup sponsored by Lighthouse Title Group. We'll have that kickoff sponsored by Hank's Auto Service. And, of course, we have to spend a few minutes talking about Coach Dean Kreps and the possibility that he will pick up his 100th win tonight under the lights. All right, speaking of that potential 100th victory for Coach Kreps, here's a trivia question for you to think about during our first break. How many MIAA coaches have won 100 or more games? How many MIAA coaches in the history, in the long, long history that dates back to 1888, how many MIAA coaches have won 100 or more games? Extra credit if you can name the coaches who have accomplished that feat. And while we're talking about history, I know I'm piling up the trivia questions here. While we're talking about history, who is Hope College's oldest, longest-standing opponent? Who is Hope College's longest-standing opponent? Wow, all right, that's a lot to think about while you're listening to some messages from the great local businesses that bring you Hope College football. See if you can get the answers before we get back. We remind you, you are listening to Hope College football on 92.7 The Van, 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to the Barber Ford pregame show, Hope College football. Under the lights, a rare night game for the Flying Dutchman at Smith Stadium. I asked Ron Weatherby and other people here in the press box if anybody remembered the last night game that was played by Hope College at home, and we couldn't come up with it. Last year, Ron, we played a 5 o'clock start at Adrian, an away game. We played a night game, but I don't recall, and if you don't recall, it must have been a while, but since we played a night game here.
Well, I really don't remember any coming here and doing a Hope College football game, although I did a lot of high school games here at night, things like this, so it's kind of tough to, you know, okay, now I got a Hope one at night.
Well, I think that might be a trend we see a little more of as a couple of the MIAA colleges have started going to night games once or twice during the season, and it's a nice change of pace. Well, before that first break, I gave you a trivia question. The MIAA has been in existence since 1888, and I asked how many MIAA football coaches have won 100 or more football games. You might know that one. There's been some publicity on it over the week. If you visit that Hope College athletic site that I plug so often, you will have seen the answer to that question. Do you know it, Ron?
Three.
Well, there might be three tonight. There are two as of now. The only two football coaches who have won 100 and more games, the great Hope College Ray Smith, of course. He's won the most in the history of the MIAA. And the only other coach is Alma's Jim Cole. And I think he won like 106 before he retired. So it will be three this evening. If Hope College is victorious, they will bring Coach Dean Krepps his 100th victory. The other question I asked is, who is Hope College's oldest MIAA opponent? Well, you probably figured that one out. It's the Kalamazoo Hornets. The first game was played back in 1910, if you can believe that one. Hope leads the battle for the wooden shoes, and the winner of this game actually takes home a real pair of wooden shoes. Coach Krepps carries them around with him the week of the game, and he's got them someplace on the sideline, I assure you. Hope has won 53 of these ball games. Kalamazoo has won 33 times. There have been six ties. So Hope leads the series 53-33 with six ties. Hope has dominated in recent years, winning the last 17 contests. Coach Krepps has only lost to Kalamazoo as a head coach one time. That was in his first year. But, you know, back in 1910, for you history buffs, the Hornets started this rivalry in a big way, winning 9 of the first 10 games that were played between these two outstanding colleges. Well, the weather and field conditions are presented to you by South Shore Laundry. Hope students, drop off your laundry at South Shore Laundry. It's easy, convenient. It'll make your parents happy. Well, it's partially dark and getting darker as the minutes go by. Wind from the north, for gusting to 10 miles an hour. The weather report said 4 miles an hour. It looks to me that the flag shows that the wind is blowing harder than 4 miles an hour out of the north. I think it could be a factor in the game, and the people going north to south, left to right from our vantage point, will have an advantage with the wind at their back. 47 degrees when we came into the press box. Wind from the north, 4 to 10 miles per hour. Rained a little bit on my drive in, Ron. I don't know. I know you come from the south side of town. You didn't see any rain. Rained just a little bit, a few sprinkles, and people who are listening to us in the greater Holland area know that we've had rain and snow and sleet the last several days. The forecast does not call for any rain, I don't believe. There are some dark clouds out that we can see, but I think it's going to be dry for this game. A little rain won't hurt the football players, and the great artificial surface that Smith Stadium now enjoys can absorb lots of moisture without affecting the footing for the ball players.
I was watching the quarterbacks as they were warming up out here and running through some plays, and if they were throwing from the north to the south, they tended to overthrow their receivers quite a bit more. It seemed it was going better into the wind with the short passes than it was trying to throw to the long
guy. With short passes, sometimes that's the case. They'll hold it. It'll hold them up for it. Well, we'll take one more break. We'll be back with the starting lineups and the kickoff. You're listening to Hope College Football on 92.7 The Van, 92.7 TheVan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Football and the Barber Ford pregame show. Well, Ron Weatherby, Dean Krepps is in his 19th season as head coach of the Hope College Flying Dutchman. He was just the fifth coach in MIAA history to win six or more MIAA championships. Coach Kreps has 78 conference victories in the history of the MIAA. Only Ray Smith has more conference victory than Coach Kreps. So Hope College has the two coaches in the MIAA with the most victories. Coach Kreps had no idea when I asked him who his first win as Hope coach came over. That was over Aurora way back in 1995. That was his first victory. He didn't have any idea. And when I asked him about what it means to him to win his 100th victory, he said, winning my 100th victory is about 100th on my list of things to be concerned about. Coaches are reluctant to talk too much about that kind of milestone, but I'll tell you what, winning 100 victories in college football at any level is quite an accomplishment.
Well, you tend to think about it after you get done coaching. That's when you start thinking about 100 victories. You know, that's quite a few. But while you're coaching, they seem to creep up on you. You really don't realize it. And it's usually the media that brings it up and says, all right, you're only two away from 500 or 100 or whatever the case might be. And it kind of surprises you a little bit when it's actually happening to you.
Well, and it shows the longevity of Hope College coaches is always impressive. Hope picks people very carefully, and people pick Hope very carefully, and there's a tendency for coaches to stay with the college, and they do excellent jobs. Becky Schmidt on the volleyball team, number one ranked in the country, by the way, picked up her 300th victory in the last week or so. Coach Kreps has the opportunity to pick up number 100, and it's kind of nice that it's coming at home, newly named Smith Stadium, under the lights against Hope's oldest rival, a team that they started playing back in 1910. So all the cards are in place. We'll see if the Hope College football team could get this victory. And I'll tell you what, Jamie Zorba has done a good, good job with this Kalamazoo team. Zorba, a graduate of Kalamazoo College, played 4 years of football there, defensive end, all MIAA. And this team has vastly improved from 5-6 years ago when they used to be, you could mark them off as an easy win. Kalamazoo 3-3 overall coming into this, and Hope is going to have their work cut out for them with a sophomore quarterback that's thrown for 800 yards in the last 2 weeks and six touchdowns.
Well, the Flying Dutchman, looking at Kalamazoo a little bit, they have an excellent defense. Everybody talks about their offense and their quarterback, and he's number one in the MIAA, but their defensive unit has 9 of the same 11 guys back from last year. Now, they've switched positions a little bit. Some of them have moved from a defensive end to a linebacker and things like this, but 9 of 11 of the same guys that Hope College beat last year, but a lot of seniors in that group. Now, the only thing that Jamie has been lacking of late is that he still does not have the recruits behind them so he can have a good class every year, because most of the backups, if you look at that defense, are freshmen and sophomores, so that he has to build that up a little bit so that when he loses a senior that is in the starting role, that he has somebody to step in and take over. But, you know, I agree with you. He's done a great job and a nice individual to talk to, and we look
great
forward to
man.
Yeah, seeing him.
I think
him
he graduated
there
from Kalamazoo in 2000. And that just seems like yesterday.
And Kalamazoo has improved their facilities, you know, tremendously while he's been there.
Well, there was a 5 o'clock start for Olivet at Adrian. We don't have any information on that game. Albion defeated Alma 28-24. Alma still hasn't won a ball game, but they are coming close. Albion just got by Alma 28-24. Well, it's time for the starting lineups, and the starting lineup is presented by Lighthouse Title Group in Holland. Tell your realtor or mortgage representative you want to close at Lighthouse Title, East 16th Street in Holland. And with the starting lineups, as the Hope College Flying Dutchman enter underneath the Go Hope banner and take the field, with the starting lineups, your play-by-play announcer, Ron Weatherby.
Well, thank you, Jerry. And now we'll take a look first at the Hornets from Kalamazoo with their offensive unit. At the left end of the wideout out there is last year's quarterback Aaron McGuire. He's 6'2", 180-pound junior out of Vicksburg. His co-partner on the other end is Cameron Shegels. He's 5'9", 170-pound junior out of Fent Kearsley. The two tackles, Charles Edick, 6'3", 225, sophomore from Schoolcraft, along with Brandon Ramirez, 6'2", 230, sophomore out of Saginaw Heritage. The two guards, Tom Levery, 6'2", 240-pound sophomore from East Lansing, and Quincy Crosby, a 6'4", 240 junior out of Muskegon. The center, B.J. Carney, a 6'2", 240-pound junior from Vicksburg. And then the quarterback was last year's second string quarterback out there. He's now a sophomore as well. And Justin Danzy is the quarterback, 6'2", 180-pound sophomore from Southmore. The running back, Elijah Hamilton Way, a 5'6", 150-pound sophomore out of East Lansing. The two slot positions are filled by Alex Dietrich, a 6'1", 190-pound junior from Lawton, and Josh Wise, a 6'1", 185-pound senior from Fowlerville. For the Hope College Flying Dutchman, the defense, and we see Greg Bird is dressed tonight. He's been injured. He might be back in that starting lineup. Otherwise, it'll be Seth Myers in the lineup for the Flying Dutchman. Steve Gerger and Brent Stewart have been sharing the defensive end position. Alec Wietok and Dave Versley have been sharing that tackle position, and Nate Massa and Dalen Korzetsky at the other tackle. The linebackers, Linda Mulder and Kloss. The two corners, Kirby Crook and Adam Druger. And the deep backs out there, Centennial DeCesar, Augie Mata, and Brian Schroeder. Flying Dutchman getting ready to kick off as Aaron Mick gets ready to approach the football, gets a foot, and a long kick is going to be taken in the end zone. And dropping on one knee is Aaron McGuire. And Kalamazoo's going to get the ball on their own 25-yard line to get things going.
And the kickoff was presented by Hank's Auto Service on Van Omen Drive. For the best automotive service, thank Hank's.
So the Hornets will be going into the wind to get this ball game underway. As the Hope College defense is out on the field, Kalamazoo kind of huddles on the sideline, brings them out, and we have two wide slots on either side. And back in the gun is Danzy. Steps back, rolls to the right, looks down the field, fires a little hook back to the outside. That is complete to Josh Wise. Not much of a gain on the play, just a little short out pattern. That picked up 2 yards, and so it'll be second down and 8. Again, the Hornets, Jerry, running without a huddle, and this we've seen throughout the season this year.
Fourth team, I believe.
So Danzig sends a man in motion from left to right. They keep by himself and right up the middle, and they were waiting for him, they being the Hope College Flying Dutchman, as Alex Wietek was right there to make the stop for Hope College.
Kalamazoo colors black and orange. Hope College deep blue and orange. Two teams kind of mirror each other. Kalamazoo running south to north, right to left on your radio dial.
Back to pass as Danzig fires to his right, has a man in the flat that's wide open, picks up the first down, and gets knocked out of bounds on about the 38-yard line. That was Cody Mulder, Linda Mulder, I'll get that right yet, that pushed him out of bounds on the 38. So it'll be first and 10 for the Hornets, first down of the ball game. As Danzig goes straight back, looks over the middle, that ball almost picked off. Oh, good defense that time by Lindemuller as he came across and followed the receiver, Dietrich, right over the middle and really had it in his hands and got away from him. So it'll be second down and 10 for the Hornets from Kalamazoo as Danzy is back in the gun. Two wideouts on the left, the ones on the right are a little bit tighter as that goes into the short side of the field.
Danzy has just thrown just two interceptions in the two MIAA games Kalamazoo has played so far. They had their bye already.
Motion man across formation. Danzy goes straight back, looks, takes the ball, brings it up the middle, and gets up to about the 37, where he's hit from behind and dropped. And that's going to drop the Hornets back, and they're going to be looking at long yardage here on this third down. So it'll be a third down and 13, the ball on the 37-yard line in Kalamazoo territory. as the Hornets come out.
Kalamazoo first in the MIAA and third down conversions, Ron. They've done a great job, 20 out of 41. Oh.
Three receivers on the left side, a little swing pass to the right, and good defense that time by the Flying Dutchman as coming across. Adam Druger made a nice tackle behind the line of scrimmage. He ran everybody, their strength and everything, to the left and kind of hit the swing man out to the right side, and Druger was right there with him. So a fourth down for the Hornets. And it looks like Augie Mata back deep for the Flying Dutchman. The ball might be tricky catching the ball in the wind.
Fishback average 35 per.
And wow. He runs and kicks a low punt that's picked up by Maga. And Mata, he's hit on the 39-yard line and hopes going to get the ball on their own 39 for their first possession of the contest.
Fishback took that punt and ran fast to his right, took four or five quick steps, and then kicked it on the run. It was a low end-over-end kick. Didn't go too far, giving Hope good field position to start this first drive of the ball game on their own 43.
Not a bad move when you're kicking into the wind out there, that
keep
type
it low,
of kick.
Yeah. Like hitting a golf ball. Keep it low, into the wind.
Bent's body splits out wide to the right. Wingman is on the right. Connor Parcells switches from left to right. Hand off to Jackson up the middle, and he works his way across the 40 and gets close to the 41-yard line. So the first play up the middle for the Flying Dutchman with Jackson, and that's a pickup of three. We'll call it second down and seven.
Not quite up to his 5.5-yard average.
Twins in the backfield. As Atwell takes a look at the defense, long drop, heads out to the right side, has a man open, fires it down, has Vince Boney on the right side and gets down to the Kalamazoo 25-yard line before he's run down by Octavius Sanders for the Hornets. And Hope now in great field position as they have taken their first possession and moved it on down into Kalamazoo territory on the Kalamazoo 25.
Jackson up the middle, and then Atwell hits body for a 35-yard completion. I always like it when Michael hits that first pass.
Al Breinert is split out wide to the left. He's back in shape again tonight, and the handoff to Jackson on the sweep, and he tries to cut on the inside and picks up about 3 yards on the play, two or three, as he is brought down on the far side by this Hornet defense. And it'll be a pickup of three. It'll be second down and seven. No score in the ball game. We're just underway. Breinert goes left. Body comes right. Slot man is Jackson, and he shifts into the tailback position. They go to twins in the backfield. Fake to Jackson. Atwell back, has time, looks over the middle, has a man caught on the 10-yard line. I believe that's Breinert who went down and across for Atwell and caught that ball right on the 10 where he's dropped, and it'll be first and goal from the 10 for the Flying Dutchman on this first possession.
Good to see Breinert starting again. Atwell's favorite target, and Michael is 2 out of 2. And Hope College is first and 10, ball on the 10. The chains are dropped, so it's first and goal, ball just inside the 10.
Breinert goes left, Kroll's on the right side now, body's out. And Connor Parcell, the tight end, moves to the left side. Jackson cuts it up off the tackle, and he is hit, pulled backwards a little bit, but he got inside the 10 to about the 9.
Well, it's been Jackson pass, Jackson so far in this. Run pass, run pass, run pass. Jackson's carried the ball 3 times.
So it's second and goal from the 9. As Hope breaks a huddle. Two wideouts on the right side with a wingman also. So three receivers on the right side. Jackson, the lone running back. Atwell goes to his right, looks in the corner, fires it, and is caught on about the 2-yard line. They didn't get in. That's Breinert with the catch.
Well, that was a 6-play.
That was a 6-play.
And it continues the trend of run, pass, run, pass, run, pass. This one should be a run. And I predict it's Jackson again.
It was Ryan Gregory who made the stop for the Hornets. Jake Helm is in now at the fullback position. He may split out. which he does. He goes to the slot on the right side. No, he's going with two tight ends. Now he steps back in motion to the left side. The pitch is back, and into the end zone goes Jackson. Good block that time by Jake Helm as he kicked the man to the outside. Jackson saw it, cut up inside, and into the end zone he went.
Six plays, 63 yards. And Sean Jackson brings it the final 2 yard. Sean Jackson scores his 10th touchdown of the season. He's the leading scorer in the Four Hope.
Extra point attempt is up, and Finch has it right between the uprights. So the Flying Dutchmen have taken a lead, 7-0, over the Hornets on their first possession, 9:14 left in this first quarter.
And Hope put together a 7-play, 62-yard drive, 3:22 off the clock. And what a nice start for the Flying Dutchmen. The wind was at their back. I don't know if that made a big difference. They just moved the ball very effectively. Three passes, four running plays, and a touchdown. Finch's kick is good. Hope leads 7-0, 9:14, first quarter.
Aaron Mick getting ready to kick off for the Flying Dutchman as he tees the ball up on the 35-yard line. McGuire is back deep.
Boy, what an impressive first drive, Ron. Man, that's the way you want to start a ball game.
And Elijah Way also. They stack up trying to make it so that the kicker knows, you know, they can't pick out which side they're going to try to kick the ball to, so he's just going to have to kick it down the middle. So Mick has it lined up, checks with his teammates, everybody ready. And the kick is a high kick that McGuire is going to take it on the 5. Back to the 10, 15, works his way to the 20, and gets up to about the 22-yard line before about three blue shirts are there to make the stop for the Flying Dutchman. So Hope with a 7-0 lead as the Hornets get their second possession with 9:08 left in this first quarter. Danzy sets his team. Three wideouts on the left, one on the right. They set up, and then they look like they're going to run the play. Then they stand up and look to the sideline for once they check out the defense, and then the coach sends the play in, and they discuss it a little bit, the linemen between themselves and the backs. And the keep by the quarterback, Danzy, and he finds no running room whatsoever. In fact, he may have lost a yard or two on the play. So we'll call it second down and 11 as the Hornets are back on the football, not giving you a chance to do much maneuvering and hopefully substituting. They want to keep the substitutions limited. And Hope likes, especially those down four, likes to substitute for the linemen. So Danzig back in the gun, has three receivers on the left side. Goes back, looks left, fires the ball, hits a man who comes back for it, and he is brought down at about the 28-yard line. And that was number 20, Cameron Shegos, for the Hornets. That'll leave the Hornets with a third down and about 6 on their own 28. Back to pass is Danzig over the middle. It is caught over the middle and dropped right in his tracks. Santino De Caesar made the hit on Dietrich, but it's not before he made a first down across the 35 to about the 36-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 for Kalamazoo, trailing 7-0 early on this first quarter. Danzy hands it off up the middle, and he won't get very far, he being Way. And he works his way up to about the 39-yard line.
Well, we build this as a ball game that's going to feature two outstanding quarterbacks. Danzy is 5 out of 6 now, and Atwell 3 out of 3.
Elijah Hamilton Way is not a big back out there. He only weighs about 150 pounds. Pass on the left side that is caught, and working his way down the field and getting inside Hope's 40-yard line to about the 37 is McGuire, as Hope had a couple missed tackles on that one, and McGuire was able to work his way free and almost break one. So Kalamazoo has it on the Hope College 36-yard line. The handoff to Way, and Way off the right tackle gets a couple of yards and gets inside the 35 to about the 33-yard line. So it'll be second down and 7 for the Hornets. Trips to the side. Danzig back in the gun. Goes straight back, fires a little pass on the right side to McGuire, and he's going to be hit by Druger before he gets to that first down marker, but it's going to be fairly close. It'll be third and about a yard to go for the first down. Hope with a 7-0 lead, but Kalamazoo on the drive. Danzig has his team moving.
44 yards on this, make it 50 yards and 7 plays on this drive.
Two wideouts, man in motion, right to left, so three wideouts. The hand off to Way, going on the left side, and he gets inside the 25, down to the 20. He'll have plenty for a first down, and it'll be another first down for the Hornets. A nice break there as they're getting up to about the 25-yard line before he was hit and brought down. Falsema making the stop for the Flying Dutchman. Now it'll be third down and 10 for the Hornets. As Danzig goes back, takes a step up the middle, and he is dropped. Didn't get very far as he got just beyond the 20 to about the 22. And that's going to bring up a fourth down for the Hornets, and they'll be punting with the wind.
So with Hope College scoring the first drive of this ball game and Kalamazoo moving the ball effectively, I thought we might see a big offensive contest. Hope second in scoring in the MIAA. Kalamazoo is third, but now it's turning into a defensive ball game. 13-27, second quarter, Hope leading 7-0.
Fishback gets a nice high spiral with the wind, and Augimata drops it, picks it up, tries to move. A flag goes down, and he's dropped right there. And right there is a 35-yard line in Hope College territory, but a flag is down. Looks like the official may be marking it at possibly the 36. Now the official's huddling up and rolling the dice.
Kalamazoo, by the way, they are in last place as far as penalties assessed against a team. They average 107 yards of penalties per contest. That's been a problem for the Hornets this year. So far in this contest, each team has one penalty. Kalamazoo 1 for 5 yards, and Hope 1 for 10. This is a long confab there, but led by Mr. Essenberg, the man in the white hat. Trying to figure out penalties going both ways, maybe?
I don't know. It looked like there were two Cowboys. Can we get the pitch?
Roughing the punter.
And push in the back.
And a push in the back on the receiver. Now, if you've got two penalties, they usually offset one another and
replay,
run the play again.
Yeah.
That play doesn't exist. But Essenberg avoided Coach Krepps on this side of the field, and he's going over to Coach Zorbo on the other side of the field.
So a lot of conversation going on, not much action at this time, as Hope College has a 7-0 lead.
This has been a very fast-paced game up to this point. It just came to a standstill. Well, the play is not going to be replayed.
So two penalties against Hope? Oh, I thought there was one each way, but both penalties are against Hope.
We thought the push was against Kalamazoo, but it was not. So Hope had a rear situation where they had two penalties on one play.
They're going to say it was, you know, I couldn't have been after the play either.
I don't know why you would decline the running into the punter. That would, well, at any rate, Hope College is going to have the ball first and 10 on the 26-yard line. That was a confusing 5 minutes. We apologize for it. We couldn't sort through the double penalties. The officials are having a little trouble sorting through it as well, as they still want to talk about that situation. Ron and I thought that a penalty was called on each team, but it appeared two penalties were called on Hope College. Kalamazoo declined one of them, accepted the other. That would have been the push that results in 15 yards from point of infraction. And what we have now is Hope College with the ball first and 10 on their own 26. Hope leads this one 7-0. They scored the first time they had the ball. There's been no scoring since that point.
The Hope coaches in the booth are asking the same question down in the field. What's happening?
Well, the coaches are asking the question. I don't feel so bad then.
Pitches back to Jackson. He tries it outside and gets nowheres as he got back to about the line of scrimmage. Not much of a gain at all on the play. Possibly a yard, so it'll be second down and 9. Hope going against the wind in the second quarter. Hope with a 7-0 lead, scoring on their first possession, and that's all the scoring we've had from either of the two ball clubs. Kalamazoo missed a field goal later on. So Outwell sets Twins in the backfield. Motion man is Connor Parcell. Atwell sprints out to the right. Hey, that's an open man. And Parcell, and he's down to the 45-yard line in Kalamazoo territory. Ooh, he was wide open. In fact, he was pushed out of bounds on the Kalamazoo 40. But Connor Parcell is a big man, 6'3", 260-pound senior out of Cadillac. He doesn't move lightning fast, but
he snuck down the far sideline across the field from us, the east sideline right in front of the Kalamazoo team, and he was all by himself. The Kalamazoo team probably saw him and knew there was a threat. Michael Atwell took advantage of it. Nice gain.
Offset eye to the left, two wideouts on the left side. Atwell sprints out, looks down the field, fires it, almost intercepted. Now it is. Tip by the first man, picked off by the second man, and that's number 59 for the Hornets making the pick, and that is Dalen Zirke. He's a linebacker, the middle linebacker for the Hornets, and on the Hornet 29-yard line, they're going to get the football.
First turnover of the ball game. Both quarterbacks have been very effective so far, but that ball was tipped.
Tipped by a teammate and right into the hands of the middle linebacker. So it'll be first and 10 for the Hornets.
Ball on their own 24-yard line.
Tansy in a gun, trips to the left side, one receiver on the right. Tansy goes back, looks, fires incomplete. Good defense that time by the Flying Dutchman as they had a fight for the football. Druger was right there to knock it away from Wise.
That was just a big-time defensive play by Adam Druger. He timed it up perfectly. He had his hand behind the receiver. He brought his front hand, scraped it across the front, knocked the ball out. Just big-time defensive play.
Second and 10. Danzy back. Gets pressure. Dropped on the 10. Linda Mulder, the linebacker, firing that time. And Danzy a little bit slow getting up and limping a little as he takes a look over at the Kalamazoo sideline. And he looks like he'll stay in the ball game, but he is limping a little bit. The Flying Dutchman put on the blitz and brought Linda Mulder.
Coach Rickett said, go, Cody, go get him.
So it'll be third down. And the handoff right up the middle gets about 3 yards. And that's way up to about the 12-yard line, and it's going to bring up a fourth down for the Hornets. So Hope should get pretty good field position, even though the Hornets are kicking with the wind.
This as the deepest Kalamazoo has been at the end of a drive.
So Fishback will be kicking out of his own end zone. Mata standing on about the Hope College 47. Last punt by Fishback. He got it up in the wind. It was a nice kick. Didn't use the soccer style.
No, he can.
Another nice kick on the 45. Mata makes a catch, gets up to the 50, cuts to the outside to the 40.
Oh, no.
Runs into one of his own ball players, gets past him, gets inside the 35, down to about the 33-yard line.
I said Hope has been doing a great job on special teams, and Mata exemplified that right there with a nice 20-yard return on that punt. And Hope indeed, as Ron Weatherby predicted, will have good field position starting this one. And this is a best field position that they have begun any drive so far this evening.
First
Fishback, Ron, I think you nailed it. I think he uses that rugby soccer style kick when he's going into the wind, and he punts traditionally when he's got the wind at his back.
So one wide out, way on the left side, motion man, Breinert, to pitch to Jackson. Jackson cuts it off the tackle, cuts it back, gets inside the 25, and he should have a first down for the Flying Dutchman. So a nice move again by Jackson as he saw a little opening. The thing was designed to go wide. Kalamazoo defensed it wide, and he saw that opening, cut it back against the grain, and had a nice 10-yard pickup.
Eighth carry of the game for Sean, 40 yards, one touchdown.
So it'll be first and 10 on the Kalamazoo 22. Hope with a 7-0 lead. Breinert and Kroll to the right side. Twins in the backfield. Quick pitch to Jackson on the right side. And he tries to get in the end. Can't get around it and gets to the 20-yard line. Pickup of 2 on the play. So that'll leave the Flying Dutchman with a 2nd and 8. On the 20-yard line in Kalamazoo territory. Plenty of time yet in this first half. Hope with a 7-0 lead.
Second play of the game, Atwell hit body for a 30-yarder. He has not found body again in this ball game.
Kroll and Breinert to the left side. Atwell under center, offset eye to the left. Sprints out left, fires the ball. Breinert has it on about the 10 or 11. It's going to be just outside the 10. They'll be able to get a first down.
And Hope picks up a first down on that one as well. So Atwell and Breinert keep the drive alive.
Helm comes back into the ball game for the Flying Dutchman. Breinert comes out. Helm becomes the wingman on the left side. He and Connor Parcells switch over to the right side. Offset eye, hand to Jackson. Jackson works the right side, cuts it off the tackle, and he is nailed. Ooh, on the 5-yard line. That was a Santino hit, the way it looked like coming across was Ryan Gregory. And he just leveled Sean Jackson.
Sean Jackson bounces right up, but he's putting the snaps back on his helmet because they got knocked loose. And Coach Krepps, yielding to discretion, brings Jackson out to take a blow here.
Zach Borsma in for Jackson.
You okay, says Coach Krepps. I'm fine, says Sean.
I formation is a set. Helms and Parcells switch the handoff to Borson. Borson's down to about the 4-yard line. Wasn't a big opening in there. And Resnick, the linebacker, made the stop for the Hornets. So it's going to be 3rd and 4 for the Flying Dutchman as Jackson comes back in along with Breinert. Atwell looking at the sideline for the play to be signaled in. DJ Van Dyken signaling in the plays, trying to keep warm at the same time as he's hopping up and down. End and wing back switch over from left to right. I formations, pitch back to Jackson on the sweep. No running room off the tackle. Tries to get to the outside. Can't get to the outside. And gets down to about the 3-yard line. So it'll be 4th and 3. Now, are the Flying Dutchman going to go for the...
They're
going to bring in the field goal kicking team. Ian Finch, your defense
is playing to attempt field goal. 6:52
left.
Adrian beat tonight, Ron. Olivet upset. I just heard that.
Snap is down. The kick is up in the air. And the kick is good. So the Flying Dutchman take a 10-0 lead over the Hornets at 6:36 left in this first half.
And Finch makes his eighth field goal in 11 attempts to end this drive for Hope. A 7-play, 28-yard drive, 3 minutes 50, and puts his team up on the lead 10-0.
So the Flying Dutchman will be kicking off. This kickoff brought to you by Hank's Auto Service on Benoman Drive. Get your car over there if it needs any service work. They're great.
Hope scored a touchdown the first drive of this ball game, and a big cheer goes up as Tom Davilar, the PA man, announces that Olivet defeated Adrian today, and Alan Babbitt runs this one over because this is big news in the MIAA. Olivet 21, what a great win for the Comets. Adrian 17, and right now Kalamazoo and Hope College are playing for a tie for the top of the MIAA with Adrian going down to Olivet. Hope fans right now have a lot more to root for in this ball game. So do the Kalamazoo fans, by the way.
Now we got to get Albion a loss. And Aaron Mick gets a kick away. McGuire's going to take it at about 10. Out to the 15, 20, cuts to the left side, gets to the 30 along the sideline. And he's almost up to about the 40-yard line across the 40. So it'll be placed about the 42, I believe, where the official is marking the football.
Congratulations to the men's soccer team for Hope. Hope 2, Adrian 1. This is not a good day for the Bulldogs. That was two overtimes. Cameron Dice kicked the winner. Congratulations, men's soccer team. Bulldogs having a tough day. Lost to Hope in double overtime in soccer. Lost to Olivet in football. Man, that Olivet program, they had two losses after their winning their first five games, and now they beat Adrian. That's the biggest win in 20 years for Olivet.
Dan Zeig, a little swing pass out to the right side and getting some running room up to about the 50 before Druger knocks him out of bounds. And so they just swung it to the outside to Way. And we have a man down for the Hornets from Kalamazoo back in about the 30-yard line.
Said in the pregame, Ron, that both Kalamazoo and Hope College have got to believe they're still in the MIAA race. They know that they had to have some help. Adrian had to lose the ball game. They couldn't worry about that. They can only worry about the ball game they're playing this evening. But it didn't take long before they got some help from the Olivet Comets, defeating Adrian today and making this Kalamazoo-Hope College game a game that will decide which of these two teams go into a first-place tie with the Bulldogs.
Well, Albion's the only team now in the MIAA without a loss. And they defeated Kalamazoo last week, 31-21. Now, Hope has to play Albion yet, the last game of the season.
That's right, and Albion had their bye already. Albion is 2-0. So it's going to be, but Hope College has Albion the last game. That could
last
be a big
game,
one.
Yep. After a bye week. Second down and two for the Hornets. Hand off to Way, and he backs across the 50, but I don't think he has the first down. He's got to get to the 49.
Yeah. Albion's played one less game than Hope College or Adrian.
So it'll be third down and one for the Hornets. Back to pass as Denzik fires the football. He's got an open man. It's complete on the 40. The fumble, and one official's running inside, and they're going to say Hope College has it.
So, each team with one turnover. Kalamazoo picked off a Hope College pass a little earlier in this quarter, but now Hope College recovers a fumble from Kalamazoo. And with 5:48 left in the second quarter, Hope takes the ball once again. This drive starts on Hope's own 34-yard line.
5:48 left in the first half. Hope with a 10-0 lead. Trips to the right side. The pitch is back to Jackson. Jackson on the sweep. Turns the corner and gets across the 40 to about the 41. So good first day play for the Flying Dutchman. As it picks up about 7 yards on the play, it'll be second down and 3 on the Hope College 41. Body comes wide to the left, Briner to the right, offset eye to the left side. Blitz coming by the Hornets, and Atwell gets rid of the ball to Body. He has it on the 35, 36-yard line. It was a fight for the football, and Body took it away. Getting his hands on it was Lucas, and Body and Lucas both fighting for possession. Body won the battle.
Body caught one in the first quarter on that touchdown drive for 34 yards. This one good for about 30 yards. He doesn't mess around with the little ones. He just wants the big receptions.
Kroll splits out wide to the right. Briner to the left. Hand off to Jackson off the left guard, and he's down to the 30-yard line. So they ran Jackson to the inside as Kalamazoo had a man get hurt. Now that was an offensive lineman, though, on that side. Brown comes in at the fullback position, replacing Helms. Kroll wide to the right. Breinert to the left. I formation. Connor Parcell goes from left to right. And handoff again to Jackson. And Jackson breaks into the outside, gets down close to the 15-yard line. Ooh, just a quick hitter, almost like a dive play for Jackson. And it was the same play they ran the play before. And Jackson must have seen something over there. Coach Krabson said, hey, if you were half a step to the outside, there's a big hole there, and that's where he went.
14 carries, 72 yards, and a touchdown for Sean Jackson.
First and 10, hand off to Jackson, same play, down to the 5. He gets to the 2-yard line. So Jackson down to the 2 for the Flying Dutchman. So it's just outside the 2-yard line. It'll be first and goal. Flying Dutchman with a 10-0 lead, 3:45 left in the first half.
Hope very workmanlike in this drive and throughout this ball game.
High formation, 2 wideouts, 1 on either side. Atwell under center. In motion goes Parcell. Hand off to Jackson on the left side. He's into the end zone. Yes, there's a signal. The official took a long time, the linesman on this side, as to whether he was going to be in or not, but looked like he was pretty well in there from here.
Sean Jackson scores his 11th of the season, second touchdown of this ball game. Jackson's 2-yard plunge ends a 6-play, 66-yard drive. So Hope College increases their lead, 16-0. Finch lines up for the PAT.
Snap is down. The kick is up in the air. The kick is good. Hope has a 17-0 lead over the Hornets.
Well, Hope College has run up 217 yards of offense compared to just 78 for Kalamazoo. I'm not sure if the story of this game is the effectiveness of the offense for Hope College or the fact that Hope's defense has done an outstanding job of shutting down the fine sophomore quarterback, Justin Danzy of Kalamazoo. Coach Ricketts has had his men corral Danzy and limit that passing attack that has gone for over 400 yards a game in the previous two MIAA contests.
Danzig also a very good runner, and he's carried the ball a couple of times early on, but they haven't gone back to him, and he's not picking up a lot of yards with his legs either.
He's 10 out of 15. He's not doing a bad job, just 85 yards. Hope has bent a little bit, but they have not broken, and they've stopped him in crucial situations.
Wave picks the kickoff off and works his way up to about the 35, 36-yard line.
plenty of time to put together a drive, 3:16 before halftime. We'll sort out that MIAA football race at the halftime show, the Mike's Mobile halftime show. I forgot about Albion. You're right. I was getting so excited about Kalamazoo and Hope and the importance of this game, and it is very important. But Albion is in a very nice position. They don't have a loss in the MIAA. They do have Hope coming up, the last ball game of the year.
That'll be first and 10 from the Hornets from their own 37. Danzig with a little swing pass out the way. And this time he is hit just across the 40-yard line. Druger making the stop. Pick up of about 4 yards on the play. Ball's going to be placed on the between the 46 and 47. Three wideouts on the left side for the Hornets. Danzy back, swing pass to the right side, is behind the man. He was open on the far side, but she goes, reached back and couldn't control it. So it'll be third down and 6 for the Hornets on their own 41. As Danzig is back, stays in that gun. Two wideouts on the left side. Runs, spins around, runs to the left. And, he is hit. Greg Bird just put his sights on him and ran him down and nailed him for a loss on the play. Al Bird has been out with an injury out there for the Flying Dutchman, and so he's got some fresh legs out there, and he just, is anxious to find somebody to hit. So a timeout, I believe, is called with 2:35 on the clock. And the teams gather on their respective sidelines. This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods, to snack healthy before and after the game or during a timeout. So Hope College defense back on the field. Kalamazoo trying to figure out what they want to do with a fourth down and 14 situation. Hope with a 17-0 lead, 2:37 left in this first half. Fishback will go back, standing on his own 20-yard line. Augie Mata back deep for the Flying Dutchman on the 24. Fishback has got a couple of nice boots out there with the win. High snap from center. He gets a kick away. And it's going to hit and take a Kalamazoo roll, and it's going to be marked dead at about the 22-yard line. So Hope will take over the football on their own 17-0 lead, 2:26 left in this first half. So Hope with plenty of time on the clock to take a couple shots down the field and to move the football if they wish, either on the ground or in the air. Body comes in the slot. Breinert goes out wide. Receiver wide out on the right side. Atwell from the gun. Goes straight back, looks, fires it in the flat to Breinert, and it's over his head. Breinert was open out there. Gregory was with him, but he was open, had the ball been there. So it's an incompleted pass, and it'll bring up a second down and 10. So Hope going to the airway on a first down play. Looks at second down and 10. From their own 21-yard line, Breinert body on the left side. Again, outside rush, handoff on the draw play, and not getting away is Jackson. As the middle linebacker was waiting for him, coming up. So that's Zervis in, not Jackson, for the draw play at the tailback position. So it'll be third down and just a little bit less than 10 yards, about 9.5. 1:50 on the clock as the Dutchmen taking their time. Breinert and Body go split out wide to the left from the gun is Atwell. Inside linebackers trying to time it. Here come two of them. Flag goes down, and so does Atwell after the flag. I know the guys couldn't see it down at this end of the field, but...
Yeah, Gregory dumped Michael Atwell after the whistle. It wasn't a hard throw, but...
Delay a game against the Flying Dutchman is what the call was.
Third penalty against Hope.
So it'll be third and 15 now for Hope. 1:35 left on the clock in the first half. 17-0, Hope with a lead. From the gun is Atwell again. Outside pressure, and quickly Atwell gets rid of the football and throws it at the feet of Zervis on the screenplay. And he was just trying to get rid of the football without taking a big loss.
Well, and that was one of the least successful drives for the Flying Dutchman in this half, a half that they lead 17-0, 1:31 left. Now DeVries wants to get off a good one into the wind. He'll be punting the ball from his own 5-yard line. Line of scrimmage is on the 15.
The Kalamazoo defense stunned on every play in that series, Jerry. And the punt by DeVries.
Huge punt into the wind.
To the 45 in Kalamazoo territory, and getting back to the 50-yard line is Josh Wise. So the Hornets will have 50 yards to go and 1:22. So there's plenty of time left on the clock for the Hornets if they
break. That was a 43-yard punt into the wind. The wind has died down a little bit, but DeVries really does a great job of getting his team out of trouble.
So first and 10 for the Hornets. Three receivers on the left side, one on the right. As Danzig drops back deep, throws a screen pass over the right side that's picked up by Way, and he gets close to the Hope College 40-yard line. Way is a good quick runner. He's not very big. He's 5'6", 150.
Hope led this one 7-0 at the end of the first quarter. Flying Dutchman leads 17-0 with 1:14 left in the first half.
So Danzig is wondering, hey, supposed to be a first down?
Olivet upset Adrian this afternoon, this evening actually, so the MIAA has really switched around. We'll be talking about that at the halftime show.
Danzig from the gun. Straight back looks, fires the ball deep, and it's caught. McGuire over the top of the defender's head. And McGuire makes a reception for 6 points for the Hornets.
Wow. Aaron McGuire rakes in a Danzig pass, and Kalamazoo stays in this ball game in the closing minutes of the first half, scoring their first touchdown with 1:07 on the clock. And the score is now 17-6. Hope in the lead. Here's the PAT. Here's Ron.
Snap is good. The kick is up in the air, and the kick is good. So it is a 17-7 ball game, and we still have 1:07 left in this first half. Danzig takes deep drops. When he drops back to throw, he's back there 10, 12 yards.
Well, that was a two-play, 50-yard drive that took all of 15 seconds. And Danzig really can air it out. Aaron McGuire caught the ball on stride, went the final 7 yards, carried it in for the touchdown. The PAT by Hardy was good, and Kalamazoo's right back in this one. And as Ron said, with 1:07 left, we might not have seen the end of the scoring in this half.
Well, that was defensive back was in front of McGuire and jumped as high as he could, but the ball went over his head. He thought he had the pick there because he was in perfect position to make it, but the pass was a lofty one and just dropped in behind him. So we're going to see a little onside kick here. Is he going to go deep with it?
He's going to go deep.
That it is. Taken by Body on the 15-yard line. Starts up the middle, heads to the right side, goes to the sideline, and works his way just about across the 30 to about the 33.
Now, is Atwell going to take a knee, or is he going to go deep with 59 seconds left?
Well, I don't think he's going to throw flat. I think they'll probably go wide a little bit.
Body's got a 34-yarder and a 30-yarder, I believe.
He might go draw with Jackson. So it'll be first and 10 for the Flying Dutchman on their own 33. I set, two wideouts, one on either side.
He's going to let Sean try to break one.
Yeah, hand it off to Jackson, who slides it to the outside, yeah. And he's dropped on the 35.
Yeah, which isn't a bad play. You give it to Sean, he's full, certainly capable of breaking one loose. And the defense has to be aware of the long pass, so they've got to be playing a little bit loose.
Pick up of about three. It'll be second down and 7. Clock down to 31 seconds.
I wouldn't mind
seeing
one deep, but the formation says that Jackson's going to carry it again, I think.
Outside linebacker coming and nails Jackson in the backfield. Fumble.
Kalamazoo indicated that they picked up a fumble. That was not the case. I think Jackson, who was hit hard, released the ball after he had tackled, after he was on the ground, and the ball players are going to move to the locker rooms for halftime as time expires. Hope College leading this one 7-7 over the Kalamazoo Hornets. Well, we'll be back for the halftime show brought to you by Mike's Mobile. Give you all the individual and team statistics. We'll talk about this MIAA race that has really become interesting with Olivet beating Adrian earlier this evening. So we've got lots to talk about on the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show. Don't go away. You're listening to Hope College Football on 92.7 The Van, 92.7thevan.com.